What is going on, crypto family? So today, we've got Canada's own Cynthia Huang on. She is the CEO and co-founder of Altcoin Fantasy. So pay attention, peeps, for people that want to earn and get free crypto, as well as learn about crypto itself, blockchain trading, all that kind of stuff. She has a really cool site where people can go and earn crypto. So it doesn't cost you anything. Pretty cool stuff, right? Anyways, today we're going to hear about her amazing story, what she's doing to educate people in crypto, how she gives away a ton of crypto every single day from Altcoin Fantasy while educating people at the same time. So do not miss this amazing woman in blockchain. It was a great time. So warning alert, spoiler alert. I think I meant to say spoiler alert. It's a great and fun interview. You're going to have a great time. So please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, let's go meet Cynthia. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got the co-founder and CEO of Altcoin Fantasy with us. So we got Cynthia Huang with us. Thanks a bunch for coming on. Appreciate you.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Yeah, it's always great to see women in blockchain. We definitely need more of you in there because you're always, it seems like you're just better at a lot of things than we are. So it's great to have more women in the space for sure. So tell us about yourself. How'd you get into tech? How'd you get into crypto, blockchain, all that kind of stuff?
That's an interesting question, actually. So I think that this is something I've come to learn about crypto and blockchain is that most people who are in it come from pretty different backgrounds, which I think is a little bit different from tech, which has people come from more technical backgrounds. But I studied English Lit because I always wanted to go into publishing and editing. I'm a huge bookworm. And I ended up working in insurance and risk management. And I worked for a tech company in 2014, completely fell in love, and then was able to transition into a product manager and then eventually working in corporate innovation, which was a really, really good, you know, stepping stone and also a training ground for running my own startup now. And then I first heard about blockchain in 2014. And that was when I first went to a fintech hackathon. And, you know, it sounded like this crazy idea. I had no idea about it. Started doing a little bit of research. And then in 2017, when everything exploded, a lot of my friends were asking about, you know, crypto and Bitcoin and how to buy it. And, you know, back then it wasn't as easy to buy. So you'd have to meet in this dark alley and give people your cash, right? So I was helping people buy Bitcoin. And, you know, I had this one friend in particular. It was pretty crazy. He was investing all of his money into Bitcoin. And I remember one night we went out for dinner with a group of friends. And at the end of dinner, he turns to everybody and says, "Hey, you know, can somebody spot me cash because I put all of my money into Bitcoin?" And a couple of weeks later, it dropped significantly. And at that point, you know, myself and my co-founder, we were like, you know, there's something that has to be done to help people because, you know, obviously this isn't sustainable and blockchain crypto has a lot of promise. So we need to make sure that people have a good experience so that they come back rather than leave because they think it's a scam or it's not sustainable.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear that. I got to start using that at dinner. I put all my money in Bitcoin. Can you spot me?
No, just don't lose it all.
Yeah. I've got lots of friends that have like those T-Rex little dinosaur arms, you know, when the check comes, it seems like their arms just kind of shrivel and just kind of go like this. Yeah. So I got to start using the Bitcoin line. That's awesome. But so you're from Canada, right? So the home of Ryan Reynolds. You follow Deadpool at all? Any Ryan Reynolds movies?
You know, I'm such a nerd. I actually only read. So whenever someone brings up a movie reference or a TV reference, like I'm probably about 10 years out. So if you ask me maybe something about 10 years ago, I might know.
Gotcha. So you said you're a bookworm. What's your favorite books then?
So I think one that's actually been pretty life-changing for me just in terms of starting my path down thinking about equality and just, you know, working in tech and putting myself out there is Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In. I remember reading it and so many of the things that she brought up just really resonated with me because I think as women, we think so far into the future. We plan for all of these things that may never happen, but we want to be prepared. And so we're opting out of a lot of opportunities that maybe otherwise we would have been able to accomplish. But because we don't even put ourselves up front, then we don't even get the chance to prove ourselves. And that's something that I've come to learn. And I think that that's something that every woman should be able to hear and understand because, you know, in a lot of ways, we're kind of our biggest enemy because we doubt ourselves and we don't put ourselves in those opportunities. And I think that's one thing that's really great about blockchain and crypto is that no matter where you come from, there's basically a place for you. And it's so new that we welcome all people. And as long as you have a desire to learn, then, you know, you're going to do really well in this space.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of great points. I mean, for women and men alike, you know, so many people just, they are their own worst enemy. You know, they have so many limiting beliefs and whatnot, and people are afraid to take action because of failing or because of what other people think. And so, yeah, people just got to get out there and do it. Right. So
yeah, exactly.
Awesome. And then with Altcoin Fantasy, you know, on this channel here, we're a big proponent of getting people into the space, educating people on crypto, giving away, you know, $100 of, you know, free crypto on every single video. And so with Altcoin Fantasy, you're actually teaching people, educating people on how to trade, and then also giving them a ton of rewards to where they don't actually have to open up their wallet, right? They can be the guy at dinner, you know, that says, all my money's in Bitcoin, right? They don't have to open up their wallets. So tell us how it works.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, as I said, you know, kind of the impetus for us starting was what happened to my friend in 2017. And when we first launched it, I think we didn't expect that it would resonate so well with people. And what we do is we really focus as the fun gateway into crypto. So the idea is that, you know, instead of kind of something boring, like reading an article or a book, we want to make it fun. So we're kind of a bit of a play on fantasy sports meets crypto trading. So if you've ever played fantasy sports, there's a ton of different games or competitions that you can join, and how you win within each one differs. And so that's the same play that we've taken. We have a ton of fantasy trading games. There's no risk of you losing money, because, you know, it's all played money. You don't have to deposit anything, and it's all free. And then as you enter the games, you know, you can do different things to win. So one game mode might be that you have to build the best portfolio, so pretty similar to the real market. Another one, we call it biggest loser. So the idea is that you lose the most in your portfolio. As you can imagine, a lot of people are probably pretty good at that one.
especially leveraged trading, right? You know, 500x.
Yeah, we actually have a margin mode as well. So right now we have 100x, but we're looking at doing, you know, some crazy amounts just to make it more fun. But the idea is just to get people thinking about crypto in a different way. And we focused on trading initially because at the time when we launched, which was early 2018, you know, everybody was coming in through trading. And so we thought that was the biggest point of contact that we could start to get people and teach them about the space and, you know, position it as something fun rather than something really scary or volatile or risky. So, you know, we try and de-risk that experience. And, you know, I think it's really great what you're doing because, again, you're taking education about the space in a really, really different way. You're making it more interactive by interviewing people, teaching about all these cool topics. Like, I saw that you were doing a series with TradingView, which is really awesome. Like, I watched those videos, like, oh my God, they're so good. And, you know, just giving away crypto, because the other thing, too, that I, you know, have found from talking to our users is that people from all over the world use crypto very differently. So, you know, I think in some places, crypto ownership is very speculative. So people want to use it because they want to make money. But in a lot of other places, especially like Southeast Asia and Africa, they're using it for the utility. And one thing that I hear over and over is that people see crypto as this way for them to democratize access to finance, to, you know, try and make a better life for themselves. And so I think what you're doing with giving away crypto is awesome, because somebody who may never have been able to either own crypto or get a part of that now has the ability to do so regardless of where they come from.
Awesome. And you're doing the same thing too. I mean, you also have referral links there, and you have, there's much more than just trading there too, right? So you actually promote other businesses within your platform to where they can enter contests, right? And they can earn crypto from those people as well, use referral links and earn crypto that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how we work is that we work with a lot of partners in the space. We've been very fortunate to work with some really amazing companies. And our philosophy is that just because we believe so much in crypto and blockchain, we want to make sure that adoption happens. And the way to do that is to work together collaboratively with other companies so that we can drive adoption to everybody. And so our partners will sponsor prizes, which is really great because everybody loves free stuff. So they come onto the platform and they compete and they can win prizes. And the other thing that we do is we give away rewards. So as people use our platform more, they can actually earn free crypto as well, the more that they engage with us. And again, this goes back to, you know, giving anybody access to be able to start using crypto regardless of where they come from. And also it's a little bit of an easier stepping stone, because if you have free crypto to kind of play around with and try out, you're much more likely to actually want to learn versus, you know, you having to put up $100 or even $10 up front and risk losing that. People are very risk adverse. And so we're trying to take away the risk while, you know, keeping the fun and engagement for them to use crypto.
It's awesome. So you educate them, give them free crypto. Now they can use it for goods and services or just to trade with or whatever. So it helps bring people into the space. That's awesome. So we'll make sure to get the links out for people so they can start trying it today. And then more about yourself. So what do you do for fun when you're not, you know, in a book or working all the time? What are you doing? What do you do in Canada?
I like to travel a lot. So I love traveling. I know we were just talking, you've been kind of all over the world in just the last month. I live a bit out of a suitcase. So I'm actually a digital nomad. So I live in an RV and I do travel around quite a bit, which is pretty cool. I love hiking. Being in Vancouver, you know, it's just really beautiful here, especially in the summer. There's a ton of stuff to do outside, hiking, kayaking. I love EDM music, so I do attend festivals. So, you know, if you're ever at a festival, I might be there.
That's awesome. Have you ever done a Burning Man?
You know, it's like my bucket list item. I wanted to go this year, but I was in Singapore at the time, so I couldn't. But I think next year it's like, I have to be there. And, you know, I really love the philosophy behind it. I think a lot of movements like, you know, crypto, there's a lot of initial philosophy behind that movement. I think it's really beautiful. And I know Burning Man has kind of come a little bit far away from that, but I think that there's still a lot of inherent beauty in the values that that community has. So I would love to experience it. Are you a burner yourself?
No, I've never gone, but I have so many friends that have, and they all keep trying to drag me to it. And, you know, the stories you hear, some of them are, you know, a little wonky, and others are just like life-changing. Like one guy has like a heart attack or something, and he's in the hospital. Next thing, everybody that he spent time with at like Burning Man is there supporting him. It's like, you know, they make like this, this family, this friendship, this kinship, whatever it is. And so I've heard just, you know, amazing stories versus, you know, some crazy stories where you walk up and the dude asks you how much you weigh and they just start making you drugs that based on your body weight. Then you're set for the rest of the week. And it's like, yeah, so, you know, I'm not into drugs myself, but I love my cigars and my scotch and my whiskey. But I've heard so many amazing stories that it probably sounds like something one of these days I'll have to go check out myself. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go together next year then.
That might be a story. Yeah. Awesome. So other than, you know, EDM and being a bookworm and all that, do you have any hidden talents or skills other than, you know, maybe climbing Everest? Or, you know, maybe you train dolphins or anything like that?
I wish. I actually really love to cook and bake. So I've done a lot of cakes and different things like that. I also make all my costumes for the festivals I go to. So there's a little bit of a creative bent. I also love writing. That's something else that, you know, I've always done as a child. And then I've kind of continued doing a little bit now. Although I'm writing more like articles for crypto and blockchain, just more educational stuff. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I think that's mostly it. I wish
that's
I was more
creative. That's a ton of talents. So that's awesome. Very cool. And then last question, if you had a time machine and you could go forward in time or back in time, as far forward or back as you wanted, but you had to stay there, when and why would it be?
Oh, this is tough. I don't think I would want to go back in time because I always think that if I lived in a very patriarchal time, I'd probably get killed pretty quickly because I'm not very good at, you know, keeping quiet and keeping my thoughts to myself.
Nor should you.
So it's a great time for me now, you know, with feminism. But, you know, I think it'd be really amazing to see into the future, you know, what all of these advancements have been, because I think with AI, that's pretty exciting what can happen. And, you know, I think people think of AI or machine learning in the sense of robots and technology. But I have a friend who's working on a tech startup in healthcare, and it's pretty amazing what they've been able to do with machine learning in that area. So it'd be pretty cool to get to a place where, you know, maybe we don't have any diseases in the world and people have a much longer lifespan, a much healthier lifespan. And I think you have a dog, Robert, but I have two dogs. And
she's right here. She's right at my feet. Yeah.
And so, you know, getting to a place where, for example, your pets live just as long as you, you know, that would be super amazing.
As long as we don't live 7 to 14 years, that would be amazing.
I'm not going backwards.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, it was great meeting you. Awesome hearing about what you're doing in the space. We'll make sure to get the links out and get this video out for people as soon as we can. So keep kicking butt out there, and maybe we'll see you at Burning Man next year.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Robert.
Have a good one. Take care. God bless. Bye. Welcome back, everybody, and a huge thanks to Cynthia Wang. She is an amazing woman in blockchain, and God knows we need more women in blockchain. They are awesome. And crypto has just kind of turned into a little bit of a sausage fest, right? There's just too many dudes here in the space. We definitely need some more amazing women like Cynthia there. And don't forget, too, for people that like free crypto, who doesn't like free crypto? Who doesn't like to earn something, win something, get something for free that doesn't make you open up your wallet and take money out and give it to somebody? Pretty awesome. Make sure you go to Altcoin Fantasy. That way you can learn more about crypto, blockchain, earn some free tokens, make some money, all that kind of cool stuff. I'm sure Monarch will be doing something there in the near future as well. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. Until the next one, God bless you. Love you. Talk to you soon.